Gentlemen Radio Show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 6, 2015. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I'm so very excited that you're here with me today. And one of the things that I'm excited about sharing with you today is going to be all about really the power of the cash flow. And you're going to enjoy this because the cash flow is so very, very important to every single business in the entire world. But there are some things you need to know about the cash flow. You need to be very aware of the benefits that cash flow can be to you. Now, this is not a accounting 101 workshop. This is actually going to be all about understanding why you need to implement the cash flow into your system. Very, very important. So stay tuned for that. We will be bringing that cash flow information to you later on in the show today. Right now is a really, really good time for you to go ahead and literally share the radio show with someone that you know needs the information. So what I wanted to make sure that you have the phone number to the show, even though you've dialed in, perhaps you have a pen in hand, the show phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, the show dial-in is 347-637-2589. Go ahead and share the show with someone that you know needs this wonderful information. They need motivation. They need encouragement to start making things happen on their with their business. If you're on social media, make sure you go ahead to your favorite social media site, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and simply put Successful Woman Radio on live now. Listen and put the phone number 347-637-2589. And for those of you that want to put the actual online live web URL, it's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Well, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to share with you actually what's going to be our lineup for today. Of course, I've got coming to you our overall theme for 2015, I Believe in the Power of Me, four questions that help you take action and get in touch with your inner power. Also, I'm going to be reading a wonderful excerpt for you today from the book The Power of Focus for Women by Fran and Les Hewitt. And today we're going to be talking about that word that many women are just so afraid to say, and that is no. We're going to be talking about that word no and why it's so very. As you're trying to build your business, you're going to have to say no to a lot of activities, a lot of things, but you're also going to have to say no sometimes to even people who really don't fit your client profile. Even though you're going to have a lot of encouragement to go ahead and in your mind saying, I want to take this person as a client, if they don't fit your client profile, you shouldn't. And so, again, we're going to be talking about exercising your no muscle as I read the excerpt from The Power of Focus for Women, and that's coming in just a little bit. Also, all during the month of April, here on the show, we're going to be talking about our sub-theme, Spring into Success. And what's so important about springing into success is because first quarter has already gone and passed us by, and here we are at the beginning of second quarter. And so, you know, by very quickly, right, and you have to take advantage of the time that's coming your way. And if you somehow missed a lot of that time in first quarter and didn't accomplish the business goals that you set out to, you can't beat yourself up about it, right? A successful woman is going to just look at what she can learn from her experience of not accomplishing those goals, and then she's going to use that knowledge into her advantage to refocus on what she is doing for this next quarter, which is so very, very important. And so that's what today is going to be embracing the power of the cash flow and talking about how important the cash flow is and should be to all business women. And then again, we've got upcoming events for you at Women About Biz that you need to know about. So now is the time, ladies, to get your notepad out, to get your pin out, and be ready and prepared to take some information down, because it's definitely going to be an information-packed show today. I want to give a special shout out and thank you to all of the Atlanta Biz came out to our Power Networking event on last Tuesday here in Atlanta. Our speaker, Lisa McDonald, gave an awesome presentation on planning events that work. A big shout out to you, Lisa. Thanks so much for a job well done. And you ladies, even if you are on a national level outside of the Atlanta area, definitely go make sure you take a look at Lisa's website, My True Biz. That's My True, T-R-U-E, Biz, B-I-Z.com. Lisa gave us information about the fact that we could use it for seminars, but that we could actually craft events to brand our businesses. And so a lot of us had some aha moments as we were listening to her. And so, again, definitely make sure you check out Lisa McDonald's website, My True Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, .com. It is 7 minutes after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, bringing you motivation, inspiration, and news you can use to help you be more. I hope that you did. I had a wonderful, peaceful, and restful weekend with my dad, with my father, and I didn't even cook. I just wanted it to be weekend of focus, of renewal, of focusing on Christ the King. I just wanted it to be a quiet, quiet weekend. So I trust that you had a blessed and joyful weekend as well, celebrating the Easter holiday. And, you know, I would, as a Christian, I would be totally remiss if I did not give a big shout out to the one who's made it all. And I'm talking about no other than Christ himself, the magnificent one. I truly believe in his life and everything that he stood for. And I'm so thankful that he sacrificed himself for all of us, that we may have abundant life, right? And so that's what this is all about. This show is all about talking about how you can achieve success, wealth, be more abundant in life, have more joy in life, which is so very, very important. I want to go ahead right now and go right into our book excerpt right now, The Three Freedom Fighters. This is a wonderful, wonderful section in the book, The Power of Focus for Women, because she talks about why it's so important that you have flexible boundaries, okay? And she says, as we've seen, unhealthy boundaries can take the form of emotional walls. Healthy boundaries, on the other hand, are more like willow trees. They have a certain amount of flexibility, like the willow bending in the wind. The deep roots, however, provide strength and rigidity so the tree won't fall. Some of your boundaries need to be rigid, too. These are unthinkable, no exceptions. It's never okay to hit me even when you're angry. It's never okay to cheat on me, and it's never okay to lie to me. The author says the woman who sets healthy boundaries speaks openly and honest about her feelings. She stays true to herself. She is trusted and respected because of her integrity. This woman knows who and what is important in her life, and she is clearly grounded by these values. She has the strength to easily say no to anyone or anything that conflicts with them. She takes full responsibility for her own choices and actions. She never takes responsibility for those who can take responsibility for themselves. You see, this woman loves and respects herself. She knows her worth is not what she does, it's who she is. She fully understands that loving others beyond the point of love leads to resentment. She also shows she is happier and healthier in her relationship when she takes time to care for herself. Is this woman too good to be true? Not at all, says the author. Setting boundaries is a learning process. It takes time, but it can be achieved by anyone who is willing to do the work. Are you ready to create the boundaries that will give you more confidence and control over your life? The author says that there are three freedom fighters, and what I want to do today is just share with you, number one, exercise your no muscle. She goes on to say that no is a small word, but some women have a terrible difficulty saying it. Are you one of these? We learn to say no about 2 years of age. In fact, as the terrible twos, that's our job. As we grow older, it gradually disappears from our everyday vocabulary. We learn that pleasing others and looking good is more important. Let me share a well-kept secret. Learning to say the N-word is your job again if you want to preserve healthy boundaries. I've been flexing my no muscle now for several years, and I have almost mastered it. Although my need to feel useful sometimes gets in the way and a yes flips, however, most of the time I'm dynamite at saying no. This is from someone who always caved in to telemarketers, always gave at the front of the door, always volunteered when asked, and generally felt the need to be involved in just about everything, usually to the point of exhaustion. It's important to understand, ladies, that the reasons for your resistance to saying no is part of the cure. You've got to know how to say no. Here's something that will really help if you still have nagging doubts about saying no when it's in your best interest to do so. Before you say yes, check your intentions. Simply ask yourself, what is my intention if I agree to this request? Is it to genuinely help out, to look good, or to automatically repeat old patterns that always cause me stress? Checking our intentions is a great way to observe the self-sabotaging games that we play. And so it's so important for you to learn to say no. I truly believe that this is one of the biggest problems that we as women do have because we are multitaskers. We do so much, and we have to be very, very careful about always saying yes to everything that walks through the door. And so I've said this on the show again, but I want to repeat it perhaps for those of you who have not heard it yet. And that is, in order for you to be successful in business and to properly manage your business on a day-to-day basis, it's going to be very, very, very important for you to really sacrifice some things and to say no a lot of the time. Here's why. If you don't sacrifice some things and say no, you're going to find yourself saying yes to everything, and your business is going to get lost in the mix. And so I just want to give you some examples of what I am talking about, okay? So first and foremost, I want to just say a lot of the time, women have a tendency to get involved in a lot of outside activities. Women are excited about starting a business and the business can do. But then when it comes to all of the tasks and the action items that have to be done, they all fall through the cracks because many women have too many activities on their calendar. So this is the first thing that you need to learn about properly managing your business. I really believe that if you are running a business, especially for you solo entrepreneurs who are perhaps working a full-time job or working the business part-time, the first commitment you have to make to yourself is you have to go ahead and identify a time frame that you are going to be working on a daily basis on your business. Yes, you want to be flexible, but be flexible when flexibility is called for. And other than that, you need to have a consistent work schedule that you need to be doing, and it's so very important that you do this. So, and I'm not sure why so many women have the tendency to pack their schedule up with 1,001 activities when they know that their business is important to them as well, and yet these activities will take the precedence over their businesses all of the time, and it cannot be so. Now, there are some exceptions to the rule, and I want to call these out because you have a lot of moms out there that feel guilty that they are in business for themselves, that they should be giving their children all of the attention. And I want to remind you that that shouldn't be the case, okay? What's important is the quality time that you spend with your children. That's what's so important. And so you really need to get that straight in your head right away as you look at being a successful businesswoman. You want to look at the quality of time, and you want to make sure that you have scheduled quality times that you have for your children. And I even go as far as to suggest that you have one day out of the week in the evenings where it is family time, where you do not break that for nothing unless it is a dire emergency. It is always family time. I know for me it used to be Thursdays was family time when my daughter was growing up. And I will admit, I broke that rule a lot of times, and I paid for that. And I have, it's just a lesson learned that I share with other women. You need to make sure that you have that special time. You see, when your child expects for there to be a family time and you have that family time, that really goes up on a scale of 1 to 10. That becomes like a 10 to them. They're always going to remember that my mother set aside one day a week that was just my day. She played games with us. She did things with us. That's what you need to understand, okay? But then there are some other activities that can get in your way as well. I've had many women to tell me that their church that it was like working one or two full-time jobs and that they really didn't have plan or manage their business. So their business was tossed to the side, kind of like an afterthought. Ladies, we cannot continue to do those kind of things with our business. And I want to say, if you start giving your business attention, your business will start paying attention to you from a money perspective. And even church activities can get in the way, and this is when you have to learn to say no. And so as I read from the book, The Power of Focus for Women, the author talks about the fact that before you say yes, you have to check your intentions by asking yourself the question, you know, what is my intention? Is this something that I plan to do, or is this person trying to pressure me into saying yes to this particular project, ministry, or activity? Keep in mind that when you made a commitment to start that business, that God honors your commitment. He realizes that you are trying to create something, and that in and of itself is a testimonial to his greatness. And so you have to make the right decisions for your business and learn to start saying no, and yes, even to church ministries, when the intention of you saying yes has nothing to do with this is something I've always wanted to do. It has more to do with people pressuring you into saying the yes, and you cannot allow that. Let's take a look at some other activities that can really get in your way. Ladies, I think that it's time that we say no to television. I believe in planned watching, and I will admit, when I get extremely stressful, I tend to want to lose myself in something, and television happens to be that one thing. But I'm here to let you know that watching too much television can really suck the energy out of you to the point to where you don't want to do anything. You just want to go and turn on the television, sit down, and be lazy. And so you have to be careful about that. And so I encourage you during the weekdays especially to say no to television, okay? For those of you who are working at home or from home, I really suggest that you never turn the television on during the daytime, during the specified work hours. I don't do it, and it's a very important rule. Reason being is because you will get very distracted, and before you know it, hours would have passed you by, and you wouldn't have gotten the important task of the day taken care of. So, again, I want to encourage you, very, very important, I want to encourage you to go ahead and say no to television. And again, you can look this up on Google, but doctors, psychiatrists have actually documented the impact that television can have on an individual psychologically. And you will be very, very surprised to learn how it truly can take energy away from you, how it truly can take a desire for you to want to be productive. It can take that away from you. Too much television is not good for anyone, and especially children. Hey, you know, on the doctors, I heard something that was very interesting. They were talking about how certain countries are now adapting various policies to try to help children to stay away from getting obese. And one of the things that they called out was television. In certain countries, they only allow or only they enforce parents, or they don't really make parents do this, but they get parents to embrace this rule that children will only watch television once per week. And you know what? In certain countries, they're having incredible results with seeing weight loss in children. Okay, that was just one of the things that they mentioned, but they talked about it, and it's true because when you're watching television, you have a tendency to snack on a lot of fattening and fast foods, okay? So it's very important. So television can really, really wreak havoc in a person's life, and I know that it is. One report that I read said that women tend to go to television and look at television for hours when they are depressed and when they are stressed. And as a result, this can spiral them out of control with the depression. So take note on that and know that television is too much television is not good. So what I recommend is planned television watching. That is, look at the television guide and determine what it is that what type of programs you would like to watch, and then either record those or schedule those times in your planner to watch those. Okay, and again, if you think you're missing something on television because you gave it up, well, oftentimes if you click on info on your cable, if you click on info, it also has a little button there to share with you when that television program will be on throughout the day or throughout the month. And so you can look and see the other times that might be available. So just a little tidbit there for those of you who say, hey, I've got good shows coming on and I don't want to miss them. Well, I just got through talking about the power of no and how you need to embrace it and how you need to be flexing your no muscle. So I hope that you guys embrace that and take that and are able to just, you know, use it, because you need to carve out and get more time to spend working on your business. And the only way you're going to do that is if you start saying no more, and if you start, start looking at your planned activities and learning which ones you're going to eliminate. Let's go ahead and move on. I want to give you the four questions, to really activate the power within you because they're so very, very important. So let's go ahead. Do you believe in the power of yourself? Well, you need to, because there is power in you. When you were born, you were pre-installed with the power to be successful, to be wealthy, to be a healthy individual. You were installed with the power to have all the areas that you want to have of this life, to be more fruitful, to be more abundant. But somewhere along the way, a lot of the times as women, based on our experience, based on our backgrounds, relationships, we lose a lot of our power. And as a result, it leaves us feeling drained. It leaves us feeling as though we have no hope. It leaves us feeling with a lot of question marks, like we don't know if we can do something or not, right? So it's time for you to believe in the power of yourself. It's time for you to say, I believe in the power of me. So I came up with four questions that I know are helping me, and I know that they will help you. Here's question number one. Am I clear on my vision and what it is that I want to begin? Don't overwhelm yourself with long, drawn-out visions. Try to bring that vision in. What is it that you want to experience in this next 90 days? What is it that you want to experience this year? Here's number two. Have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Again, have I identified with habits okay, that are interfering with my success. Look, this is probably out of all four, this one is really a big one. Because if you want to know why you're not accomplishing your goals, why you're not achieving your success, it's because there is a habit. And sometimes we have thought habits, and sometimes we have actual physical habits, things that we do that interfere and get in the way. For this, I would say that we probably have a lot of thought habits that are interfering with your success. And what you have to do in order to prevent these habits from wrecking havoc, you need to identify and just sit down and schedule some me time and ask yourself, what are habits that I have that could be interfering with me having a more abundant life, a more successful life, a more successful business? What is it that I personally do? So you've got to step up to the plate, and you've got to take ownership for what's not happening in your life, right? Once you identify those habits, okay, then how you start working on those, eliminating those habits, is you first must replace those habits with the one that can yield you positive results, right? So, for example, with weight gain, if one habit is that you're eating too much, a habit that's going to be more positive is to eat less food, right? And so go down the list that you've created, and on the left-hand side is going to be all of the habits that you feel are working negatively in your life. And on the right-hand side of those very habits, write a positive habit that can yield you positive results, which is so very, very important. So don't forget that. The reason being is that habits are automated. They are automated, repetitive thoughts and physical actions that we do to help us to, you know, do things quickly. Unfortunately, although we need habits are an integral part of our human makeup, some of these habits can also, again, wreak havoc on us. And so we need to identify which ones they are, and then we need to immediately take care of that. Very, very important. I'm going to go ahead on number three. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? It's not enough to just have your vision circling around in your head and saying that there are things that I want to experience in life. You've got to get those goals, you've got to get that vision out of your head and plain onto paper. And the reason being is that when you take that thought from the spiritual realm and take it to the physical or earthly realm, which is what we live in, then you can begin to put it on paper and you can begin to set goals to it. And goals are the things that ignite, okay, your vision and put your vision into action, okay? So you've got to make sure that you've created goals and tasks to support your vision. Number four, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me, okay? You know, the least little spark can cause a fire. The least little spark can cause your car to start up when the battery is low. And so it is with the power within you. The least little spark can generate the power within you and bring it back out again, okay? It can give you that energy that you need. And so short-term goals do that. So make sure that you have short, defined goals, okay, goals that you can accomplish within 30 days, okay, goals that you can accomplish within 90 days. These goals are very important. Why? Because as humans, we need to be able to experience positive results. And when you experience a goal being accomplished, it reinforces in you your power, your belief in yourself. And so short goals are very, very important, and you need to start making sure that you set short-term goals more often, okay? Keeping focused, ladies, on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is what it's all about on the journey of business. And if you've listened to the show, maybe the last three or four shows, and this is your first year listening, and you wonder, why does Trina repeat that particular thing, those four questions? It's because I am helping you to build a repetitive habit to ask yourself those questions, so that they become natural for you, so that they become like a second skin. And that's when you begin to see results. When you answer those questions that you ask yourself, you're going to start seeing more and more results. It's 30 minutes after the hour. You are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and this is Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. I'm so glad that you are here with us today, and I wish you all of the joy, all of the peace, all of the abundance that you can hold in your life. That's what it's all about. You know, we have to learn to bless others' lives more. We've got to learn to share more information and to wish people well, because when we do that, we gain more energy. We gain more of our own power, which is so very, very important. I want all of you ladies to remember, nobody else has your success DNA. You have your very own special DNA, and nobody else has it. So you're going to be able to attract a certain number of customers, a certain number of people, all just for your business. If you should leave this world today, nobody else can have your success DNA. How about that, right? So you need to understand that the more you help other people, the more you bless others, the more you reach out to others, the better it is going to be for yourself. Now, I'm not talking about allowing yourself to be used and abused, but what I'm talking about is you giving of yourself information, time, and helping others who need the help, a leg up, which is so very, very important. And you can do this in a win-win fashion to where it's not taking so much of your energy and so much of your time to where you have none, right? Because what's important is that you take and put the mask of success on yourself first and then help other people. That is the rule of thumb whenever you need to help someone else. And that's sometimes why we can't help others, because we don't have enough air to help ourselves, right? So it's very important that you realize that you and no one but you has your success DNA. You've got to discover what it is, which is why those four questions, okay, I believe in the power of me, those four questions are so important for you to ask yourself every single day. So don't forget to do that, okay? Very, very important. I want to go ahead right now, and I want to move on to let you know some of the things that are going on over at Women About Biz, because we've got just, I'm just so excited. God has certainly been good in my life in allowing me to have vision and to fulfill my dreams. The first thing I want to let you know is that our Her Dream Startup program has been more successful than ever imagined, and it's all God. That's all I can tell you. It's all God. But what we have done is we have created a whole new website for Her Dream Startup, and I want to let you guys know about it because I want you to shout it out on your social networks and also let other women who may have a need for it to know about it as well. And it's Her Dream Startup, spelled all the way out, herdreamstartup.org, O-R-G. Again, herdreamstartup.org. And so you can go on that website. You can learn what the program is about. You can apply for it. And I want to go back over the program and just share with you why it was created and what it is for, okay? So at Women About Biz, we have always felt that every woman in the entire world has the right to accessible information to start her business. Now, while women can go out and buy a book on how to start a business, while they can go to other training programs, and they should, that's wonderful. But what makes this program different is the fact that I helped to create it in a sense of what women deal with from a psychological standpoint when they are trying to start a business and have a desire to be successful. And so for that point, Her Dream Startup is not only about the learning tools and all of the information you're going to need to start your business, but it also covers the mind prep portion, which is so very, very important. So we get deep into how it is that women are not succeeding because of what's going on mentally. We talk about self-sabotage. We talk about how to manifest your vision and all of the things you need to do for yourself and your business. We talk about that big, you know, four-letter word, fear. We talk about fear and how to overcome those fears. And then, of course, What I'm really excited about is that for each of our modules, we're going to be interviewing women who are at different stages of their business, who are going to be giving testimonials, their resources, their tips, and their wisdom on how they overcame certain things in their business to become very successful. And so I'm very much thankful to all the people who are helping thus far with Her Dream Startup. It is a nonprofit effort of Women About Biz, and it is our desire, our goal, that women all over the world eventually will have taken and become a part of, an alumni of the Her Dream Startup program. And, you know, I'm just overwhelmed with joy at the ability that this program has to reach women across the world, and not just US-wide, but across the world. And so, again, those people who should take the program, well, it is for women who are in the pre-startup stage or women who just started their business, and it's also for women who maybe are, you know, seasoned business owners, but they still have a need that they need to get back to the basics. Perhaps it's been a long time since you've actually, you know, looked at what you need to do for your marketing, and you want to get up to date on that. Well, therefore, it is for all women. And again, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, why a program just for women? But I believe that as women, we are different from men when it comes to our emotions, how we process things, and how we handle challenges, right? Challenges like working a 9-to-5 job and then coming home and having to manage a household and cook dinner for the kids and hubby, and at the same time figure out how you're going to have time to take care of that business, right? So we have challenges that are not the same as men, and we are different from men, and therefore Her Dream Startup is a very valuable resource. So I want you to make sure that you shout it out. Again, herdreamstartup.org. It is a scholarship-based program, and I just want to run down quickly, give you a program rundown. Module 1 is Mind Prep. We talked about that just now. Module 2 is the 7 phases of business startup. Module 3 is Creating Your Working Business Plan. Module 4 is Productivity Power for Startups. So here, I'm really excited about this session because we're going to talk about, you know, tools and tips and things you can do as a solo entrepreneur to really help yourself to be more productive, okay? Module 5, funding your business. How do I fund my business? And we're going to talk and cover crowdfunding, raising money, you know, borrowing money from relatives, credit cards, funding your business with credit cards. We're going to talk about raising, you know, holding fundraising campaigns to raise money for your business. We're going to talk about all of that. Module 6, state and federal resources. Do you know what they are? We're going to share with you some of the most popular ones, especially becoming a woman-owned certified business through the Small Business Administration. That's still a very new program, and a lot of women are not aware of it. And then Module 7, one of my favorites, becoming the CEO. We're going to talk about how to become a CEO of your business. We're going to have you to write a job description as the CEO, so that you have a standard that you conduct yourself by, which is going to be very important. Then we're going to give you more leadership tools and resources. Also included is going to be other women who are talking about how they experience business startups. So I'm very, very excited about this. So again, herdreamstartup.org. The application is now opened up again. Anyone can apply for the scholarship. And I encourage you to go there and to think about and letting others do it as well. So excited and so blessed that we've been able to expand the Her Dream Startup program. Coming up, I'm going to let you know about our Spring Into Success program at womenaboutbiz.com. It's got a lot going on this month. As you know, all during this month on Successful Woman Radio, our theme is Springing Into Success, and I'm going to be giving you some very valuable tips and things that you need to know about gearing up and being more successful in your business. But we also have a new program that's going to last throughout the month of April and part of May, and that is Spring Into Success. I'm so excited about that. And this is a full 4-week program where you are going to be able to learn how to effectively manage your business day to day and get those goals accomplished, right? We have a Spring into Success boot camp. You're going to have weekly success calls. You even get a Spring into Success coaching session where I will be able to talk with you one-on-one about some things that you can do to be more productive for your business this month. And then also the Spring into Success workbook along with worksheets are included. Now, to learn more about that, I have a wonderful teleclass that is free at no cost that is coming up on this Wednesday, and it's called Renew Your Business. It's time to spring into success. So mark your calendars and go to womenaboutbiz.com to register for this. So during this teleclass on this Wednesday, here's what you're going to learn. First of all, it's called Renew Your Business. It's time to spring into success. You're going to learn about getting back on track with your business goals, how to become the leader your business needs in order to thrive, how to make swift changes to attract new clients, how to implement an effective marketing strategy, determining your operations budget, and how to reset your income goals. So those are the things that we're going to talk about, and it's all a wonderful, wonderful one-on-one teleseminar that will lead into the Spring into Success program, which is a 30-day program, and I encourage you all to check it out at womenaboutbiz.com. Up in the top red menu bar, simply click on teleclasses and programs, and it will take you to the page you need to learn more about our whole teleclass that's coming up this Wednesday, Renew Your Business. Now, that teleclass, by the way, is going to be held at 7 p.m. in the evening on Wednesday, okay? 7 p.m. This is because a lot of women who are working full-time jobs are really interested and they want to be a part of it. So we're hosting it in the evening, 7 p.m., Renew Your Business, and it is an intro teleclass all pouring into our Spring into Success program. So I'm excited about it. I hope many of you who need to renew, relaunch, and refresh your business, I'm hoping that you will see the value in taking such a program and being supported throughout the month of April and part of the month of May. It's a 30-day span, okay, so that you can start accomplishing your goals and making things happen in your business. Coming up, our hot topic, which is going to be embracing the power of the cash flow, something that I've known about for quite a long time, and I'm very, very excited about it simply because a lot of women are not familiar with the cash flow, okay? And as a result, because they are not, many of the times they're making poor decisions about their finances. And this in and of itself can cause you to fail in your business. And that's not what you want. No, right? So the cash flow is very, very important because of that. First of all, I want to set preface to say and just define what is a cash flow, okay? What is a cash flow? Well, first of all, the cash flow is spreadsheet, usually prepared in a spreadsheet program like Microsoft Excel, okay? And there are two parts of the cash flow. First, you have your intake, which is all of the monies that are coming in from the different sources, right? And then you have your expenses. This is all of the money going out of the business. So those are the two major sides of the cash flow. But why it is so important is that it can help you to make a decision on almost all aspects of your business, okay? First and foremost, the cash flow can help you to set your budget. Knowing where you have to cut back in order to achieve profit goals is very important on the management side for a businesswoman. So that's the first thing the cash flow can do. It can help you to set that budget. The second thing that the cash flow will do, it helps you to set your sales goals, ensuring that you not only break even, right, but that you actually know what you're trying to accomplish from a sales perspective. So setting your sales goals should be a normal part of business, and yet there are a lot of women that don't set their sales goals. And I would say a lot of it is because as women, sometimes we're just not in the know. We have a tendency to mimic or mock what we think is successful in business, but really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And that's something that we need to become more savvy of, that day-to-day management. So the cash flow is going to help you to do that, okay? It's going to help you to set those sales goals. And the one thing that I really like, when it helps you to set the sales goals, you can then take those figures and know how many customers or clients you need to purchase a certain product or item, or you will know how much the average item needs to be purchased in order for you to achieve the sales goals, and that's so important. So the cash flow can do all of that for you. From a business startup perspective, if you're starting up a new business, knowing your break-even point or how much sales you must achieve in order to see a profit is the first portion of the financial sheets in your business plan. So it's very, very important. One of the things that will help you also with the cash flow that I absolutely love is that when you have a lot of short-term projects within your business, let's say you know what your business does, but you want to host a seminar or you want to host a conference or you want to do some type of event, well, the first thing that you should do before you even say yes to that project is you should automatically do a cash flow so you can determine when you can have that, or put that project into effect. And so you can determine how much it's actually going to cost you and how much it is going to take in order for you to put that particular project into action. I can tell you now that I've had a lot of great ideas, but when I go back and I put them in the cash flow, the numbers tell me that I cannot do it because at the time, either I don't have the funds required to adequately do what I want to do, or because I'm not going to make as much money as I thought, and the time and effort to put it into the project is not worth its weight. So it saves me a lot of headache. Okay, and it saves me a lot of stress from doing things and making the wrong types of decisions for my business. So I really like that. You can do the same thing to determine on your cash flow, for example, if you're thinking about bringing on a part-time worker or if you're thinking about hiring a virtual assistant. Well, it's very easy if you're going back and forth and you're wavering, trying to figure that out. The first thing you have to do is you have to look at your monthly cash flow. In other words, how much do you on average have coming in and how much on average do you have going out? And then how much do you pay yourself? If you have funds left to cover the salary of a part-time contractor or virtual assistant and cushion to carry over for the next month to catch things that fall into the cracks, then by all means, you know that you can hire that individual. But if you don't, then you're going to have to figure out some other creative ways. You may have to utilize that person's services on an hourly basis rather than a contractual or a monthly retainer basis. So the cash flow is very, very powerful. Here's another way that you can utilize the cash flow. You guys have heard me talk about doing your strategy, strategic planning and how important strategic planning is. Well, part of strategic planning is evaluating your business. And, of course, one of the things you have to evaluate is how money is coming in and leaving out of your business. So reviewing and evaluating in real time how your business is growing or where the problems may exist for not seeing profit can always be seen on the cash flow. Here's the thing. In a nutshell, ladies, the numbers will never lie to you. And that's why I like the cash flow. That's why it's my best buddy in business, because those numbers will never lie. And anybody listening that's an accountant or a tax specialist, I'm sure you're shaking your head all over the place in agreement with me that the numbers just don't lie, okay? And the only time they will lie, and I'll be very frank and honest, is when you lie in putting the wrong numbers on the paper. Okay. Now, with that said, there is another type of cash flow. There are two kinds, actually. There is a real-time cash flow, and there is a projected cash flow, okay? Now, the projected cash flow is when you get to, you should be realistic with it, but it's when you get an opportunity to have fictitious numbers. In other words, numbers that you think will work as far as the number of sales that you can bring in on a particular product, okay, and then what it's going to cost to produce that product or what have you. And you can do this basically not just for products but for services as well, but you can do a projected cash flow and have that to kind of tell you whether something will work or not, and then eventually that projected cash flow, if you put that project in action, will become the real-time cash flow. So there's a difference there. There's a real-time cash flow, meaning numbers that actually are happening in your business right now, all of the cash that you have coming in as a result of customers and clients, and then all the cash you have going out of your business because of your deals, okay? And so it's very, very important. Now, another reason, and this is probably the last thing I'm going to talk about today on cash flow, another reason why cash flows are so important is because all banks and other lending institutions require cash flow projections of 3 to 5 years along with an executive business plan for the purpose of seeing how you will be able to pay them back, okay? And really what it is, they're saying, okay, is this really believable? Because the cash flow for the most part of your new business is going to be projected. But the banker is saying, is this believable? Are these numbers correct? And they will even go and have their people to take a look and do a little bit of research to see if you're on target or on cue with the numbers that you have on your cash flow. Now, if you are a seasoned business, then they're going to want at least for however many years, if you've been in business for at least 5 years, they're going to see 3 years of your past annual cash flow projections. They're going to want to see that, okay? So as you can hear, the cash flow, oh my goodness, it is so vital and so very, very important to your business. The big thing is do you understand that? Do you know why the cash flow is so important to your business? And so I wanted to cover more of the benefits of the cash flow and not necessarily how to do the cash flow, but what I will let you know is that in the Spring Into Success program that we've got going on at Women About Biz from April 11th to May the 16th, you're going to get a full webinar on how to prepare your cash flow. You're going to get the worksheet. You're going to get the instructions. You're going to get everything that you need to start looking at how to prepare your very own cash flow. And this is why I really want to encourage you to take this program, to invest in this program. It is because when you invest in this program, you are getting so much out of me. The program itself is $149, but for all of you who are listening, if you go and you register for this one-month program by this Thursday, the 9th, you'll get it for $99. And it is definitely worth its weight in gold. I am going to pour out of my business heart what you need to do to start seeing more things happen in your business. And by the way, it is going to be recorded, so all of you who register will also be able to tap into all of the success calls as well if you can't listen to them live. So I'm so excited about that, and I hope that this information that I have shared with you about all the different ways that you can actually utilize the cash flow, I hope that you have taken that to heart and you realize that, hey, I hope you realize that I can't do without this. I need to implement a cash flow right away. Now, I do the cash flow. This is when I do my cash flows. I do my cash flows monthly, okay, from a bookkeeping perspective, because I want to know what's come in and I want to know what's going out. Because if I don't have enough money coming in, it's going to yield a red flag for me. I'm automatically going to know, okay, something has happened. Either I didn't market effectively or consistently, I didn't market at all, or something happened. Why did I make money, so much money last month and not enough money this month? So the cash flow allows you to know that, okay? The second reason I use a cash flow, again, is if I have a project or anything like that I am going to automatically do a cash flow just on that project. I did that with her during startup and determining how that program was going to be pushed out, what I needed for that program, how much money I needed to pull together to get that going, okay? And so, again, that the cash flow really helped me, not only in her dream startup, that project, but it's helped me in all of the projects that I have done. For example, we're hosting a Women About Biz conference here in Atlanta this year, coming up in the September timeframe. You'll hear more about that, but I am doing a cash flow to determine all of the things that I need in order to give the conference participants a good experience. And so, again, having that cash flow, ladies, you can't do without it. You just cannot do without it. So for sure, I want you to consider being a part of our Spring Into Success program so that you will be able to learn firsthand how to prepare a cash flow for your company and how to prepare it when you are trying to create a new project. And you will start to love it. Just as much as I and many other business women love it, simply because of the power it holds. So very, very important. It is 12:55, 5 minutes before the hour of one, and just have a little bit more information to share with you. I want to just quickly just let you know that a lot of things are happening in the social media world, okay? But I just thought about some things, and I want to let you know about it because I have had some aha moments into as I have researched this. You know, a lot of people, business women, are social networking. As a matter of fact, it's become a habit. And as a habit, it has been ingrained in them to check their social media every single day. As a matter of fact, most business women don't even have to check their social media. It comes right to you on your phone, right? Well, here's the thing. What I'm learning is that a lot of women who are in business as well are not really utilizing the full power of social media because they have developed the wrong type of habit where social media is concerned. A lot of women have developed a habit of just getting on social media and talking about anything when they had every intention of utilizing social media for their business, right? And so I want to remind you that if that is the case for you, that it's important that you realize that it's time for you to get back to the basics of why you're using social media and to make sure that you are utilizing social media properly, right? Because if you don't, guess what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that you're going to find yourself in an entangled web going on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter every single day, popping out a lot of stuff without really knowing if it's effective for you or not. But you can pretty much know that if you've been for the last few years working on social media and it hasn't really yielded results for your business, that you know you need to make some changes. And I want to encourage all of you to read an article that I have on Women About Biz called Social Networking 102 for Business Women, 7 Ways to Brand Your Business Online Through Social Networks. Again, Social Networking 102. So I'm going to tell you how to get to that. You go to womenaboutbiz.com. That's womenaboutbiz.com. And once you get there, hold your mouse up in the top red menu bar over small business and select Make Money Online. Once you select that channel, Make Money Online, then you're going to scroll down to the very bottom almost, and you will see the article listed as being featured on the front of Making Money Online, Social Networking 102 for Business Women. I want you to read that article, and I want you to go back over and ask yourself, am I doing these things? Because if not, that's kind of where you need to start. Again, there's too many women that are just online every day who are in business, and they really don't have a good understanding of how they should be utilizing social media altogether for their business. Now, it's my goal this next quarter, this coming quarter, April, May, June, to really create some good articles and audios for you so that you will be able to have a full grasp on social media for small business, which is so very, very important. Well, ladies, we've come to the end of the show today. I hope that you were taking good notes. I hope that, you know, that you had some aha moments. Most of all, I want you to remember to exercise your no muscle, right? Flex your no muscle. Start saying to the things and not contributing or adding into your life. And I want to thank you again for listening to Successful Woman Radio. Mark your calendar next Monday on 10th as we come back with more information and news you can put to use. Take care, ladies. Have an abundant and joyful week. Bye-bye.